call the July 8th, 2025 City Council Business Meeting. Clerk Clark, would you call the roll, please?
Councilmember O'Rear.
Here.
Councilmember Rue.
Here.
Councilmember Williams.
Here.
Councilmember Rache.
Here.
Councilmember Pinkerton.
Here.
Councilmember Hutchings.
Here.
Mayor Schumaker.
Here. Please rise as you are able and join in the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Each member of council has received a copy of the minutes from our June 10th, 2025 business meeting. Are there any corrections, deletions, or additions to the minutes? Councilmember O'Rear, did you want to correct the correction from the previous minutes?
Yes, the correction I made in the last meeting was there was a, and I can't pull here, but it had listed myself twice as voting no on something, and Councilmember Rue was once. It should have been Councilmember O'Rear, Rue, and Pinkerton had voted that way.
Thank you. Did you get that, Clerk Clark? So we're talking about the May business meeting, correction of May business meeting minutes. Since there are no corrections or changes to the June 10th meeting minutes, those minutes will stand approved as written. Item 5 is citizen comments. We had no one enrolled to speak this evening. Item 6, business. 6A, second reading of Ordinance O-2025-05, Development Agreement for Burnett North Redevelopment. Administrator Coker, will you summarize, please?
Yes, sir. What you have before you is a document that you have seen a couple of times already. The committee of the whole and first reading. There are a couple of substantive changes that I'd like to note. Two of them are actually, they're both on page 4 under 6, city commitments. And you can see there's new text in purple and underline. First one is under B, streetscape improvements. The new text says the city agrees to use its reasonable best efforts to complete the streetscape and other public improvements, etc. And then below that, under C, underground utilities, you see the same phrase, use its reasonable best efforts. And so, as part of this effort, I've had meetings with ski staff and with representatives of Duke Energy, and as it turns out, the railroad company is going to have some say in terms of utilities that are underground and in particular beneath their right of way. So as a city, we can't guarantee that this will take place. It does require decision from a number of companies. This was language that was recommended to us by our attorney.
Thank you. Motion is in order. Councilmember Rochet.
I move that council approve second reading of ordinance O-2025-05, development agreement for Burdett North Redevelopment.
I have a motion from Councilmember Rochet with a second from Councilmember Hutchings. Discussion? Hearing no discussion, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed signify by saying no.
Oh.
That motion carries by a vote of 6 yeses and 1 no, with Councilmember O'Rear voting no. Item 6B, second reading of ordinance O-2025-03, sale of city-owned property. Administrator Coker, please correct me.
Yes, sir, Mr. Mayor. Again, this is an item that you've seen a couple of times, both in committee of the whole and first reading. And this is an agreement that has been part of a process that they
ordinance 0-2025-03, sale of city owned property.
I have a motion from Councilmember Williams with a second from Councilmember Roche. Discussion? Councilmember O'Meara.
Just probably clarify my vote on the first one. And this is in the reflection of the developers, but this is meant to be completely transparent with the public of how this went down. I wasn't around for some of this, I was around for some of it, but I think the public does need to understand how this happened, why this happened, and why we're in the position we're in today. We are not in a position to say no today to this. We have been told we will be litigated against if we say no. That's not in writing, but that's been communicated to us. So here's how this broke down. On April 13th of 2021, council gave administration the ability to sign a letter of intent. There was no recording after that happened, so only thing on paper is a letter of intent. When the May 11th meeting of 2021 rolled around, there was no correction of the minutes from that meeting. So what was given, the ability given to administration was a signed letter of intent. That's not what happened. What happened was on August 20th, there was actually a purchase and sales agreement signed by the city, which, according to what we've been told, is a binding agreement now. That was August 20th, 2021. The reason why we were given that this was done was several. One was the developer already owned the property next door. That was not true. That didn't happen until several weeks after the meetings in council. Also, we were told when inquired about why we didn't, if the council didn't pass or do these ordinances when they were supposed to be done, because by state law, you can't convey property without ordinances. That's what we're doing today, but that's 3.5 years later. The explanation was we would have to have a lease back agreement if we would have sold it then. Well, according to what we did, we did sell it then. We just didn't do a lease back agreement. But there is no asterisk in state law that says you don't have to have an ordinance if you have to have a lease back agreement. So that's a violation of state law. Council had no way of knowing that this was done, to my knowledge, because the only permission granted to administration was a letter of intent. So on April 25th, there was an amendment signed to this in 2023, because the process of building this facility obviously wasn't on track. November 20th, there was a third amendment signed in 2024. December 31st, there was a 2024, there was a third amendment to this agreement signed. And then April 25th, 2025, a fourth amendment was signed. So we've signed five times a document that should have never existed to begin with. The fourth amendment signature was done after the administration was made aware of all of the issues that I've spoken about to this point. So we have, to my knowledge, we've been bound to this contract for well over 3 years now. And we don't have a choice. Matter. To compound things, on December 8th, the city received a FOIA request to produce the sales contract. The FOIA request was denied 4 days later, stating a proposed sale or purchase of property. This was not a proposed sale. It's our understanding that this property has been sold for years. So we violated FOIA laws by not producing the sales documents. At that point, there was a sales document. Four amendments. So that's why we are where we're at today. We're where we're at today. It's four of us are going to have to say yes up here to avoid litigation because of the wrongdoing of administration over 3 years ago. I will not participate in a lack of, I'm just not going to vote for something that should have never happened. It should have been a letter of intent. This property could have been, if we had a letter of intent, property could have been sold and transacted at a date around the date we moved into this place. It didn't have to be sold 3 years in advance. We had no bidders. We had one. We'll never know. The taxpayers' assistance bill will never know how much legal and proper. Thanks for hearing me out.
Councilman Pinkerton.
Yes, thank you. I do look forward to developing this property. I think in the long run, this is going to be a good thing. Not only for the cash sale, but the future tax revenues that we'll see from us. In the future, I'd like to see this develop. However, in short, I cannot vote yes for it either, basically, because of the way it was brought forth. It does require by state law and our own ordinances that you can't convey property without an ordinance in advance allowing that to happen. And in this case, it did not happen anyway, so I would get no vote.
Unless I hear further discussion, then I'll call for the vote. On the motion to approve a second reading of ordinance O-2025-03, sale of city-owned property, all those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
All opposed signify by saying no.
No.
Clerk Clark, can you do a roll call vote, please?
Councilmember Weir?
No.
Councilmember Root?
No.
Councilmember Williams?
Yes.
Councilmember Roche?
Yes.
Councilmember Pinkerton?
No.
Councilmember Hutchings?
Yeah.
Mayor Shoemaker?
Yes. That motion carries by a vote of 4-3. Item 6C, second reading of ordinance O-2025-06, land lease agreement. Administrator Boker, would you summarize, please?
Mr. Mayor, what you have before you is a year land lease agreement between City of Simpsonville and the County of Creekville. Specifically concerning the property immediately to our east, which contains the city court and the county magistrate court. Also, you've seen this committee the whole first meeting.
Thank you. Motion is in order. Councilmember Roche.
Mayor, I move that council approve second reading of ordinance O-2025-06, land lease agreement.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilmember Roche with a second from Councilmember O'Rear. Discussion. Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
All opposed signify by saying no. That motion carries by a vote of 7-0. Item 6D, second reading of ordinance O-2025-07, enactment of ordinances. Councilmember Pinkerton.
And the reason why I brought this up to add this section into the ordinances was to put some guidelines on where we counsel and citizens as well. I want to make sure that our ordinances are being codified in a reasonable time frame. It wasn't to bring out anybody's faults or cause any problems. Again, this that you may consider a law, but this our whole ordinances are laws which we should follow and abide by. So again, I think this is just a good common sense approach to putting some guidelines forth, especially if we have a new administrator giving them some guidelines as to what our expectations are on ordinances. So council, I move to approve the second reading of ordinances O-2025-07, enactment of ordinances.
Second. I have a motion from Councilmember Pinkerton and a second from Councilmember O'Rear. Discussion. Councilmember Roche.
During the last meeting, we were told that the codifying agency actually only codifies every quarterly, so every 3 months. So I thought that the language within 10 business days, excluding holidays, would have been updated in this. It hasn't been. I'll still vote for it, but just want to put that out there that it may not happen within 10 days, because that part is out of our control.
Councilmember Pinkerton.
Yeah, think that you actually can help out here. This would allow, or this would require that our administration send it to the codifier, but they probably only knew theirs was the border. So that's where the border came in.
So I think the wording says to be submitted, not just your codified, but being submitted within 10 days.
Councilmember Reed?
Yeah, I agree with this because, I think I know why there'd be confusion, about what we spoke about, but it's the, if we don't know when in the border they may codify things, so I think if we have our own set of guidelines in 10 days, when we get it in, it's all we can control. We can't control when they codify it, but they say they want codify it for. So if we could get it in one day, and if we codify it next, depending on how they would do, but we can't control that part. We can control this part, and I think 10 days is good. That way everything is turning and being submitted and being codified, not just for our benefit, but for public benefit, to be able to see everything that's up to date. So I do agree with this.
Councilman Hutchins.
This concludes all of our business for this evening. If there are no objections, we will stand adjourned.